Bob Barr is on the show this afternoon. Here's a guy who, well, we were completely on opposite sides in the 90s when he was leading the impeachment in the House when he was a congressman. He was one of the people who was trying to take down President Clinton. But since then, Bob and I have found some common ground because we both, I think, would call ourselves civil libertarians. And I've asked him to join me this afternoon to talk about a move by Senator Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey, and it has to do with guns and terrorists. The move by Senator Lautenberg would essentially bar the sale of any firearm to people who are on the FBI list of suspected terrorists. Bob, thanks for taking the time to join me this afternoon.
Paul, it was a very kind introduction. It's a pleasure to be with you all.
Explain to me what's wrong with what Senator Lautenberg is doing here.
Well, what's wrong with it is if the government truly believes that somebody is a terrorist, for heaven's sake, they ought to be prosecuting them, not just sticking their name on some secret list somewhere. If they truly believe that they have evidence that somebody is conspiring to or participating or is an accomplice to any acts of terrorism, I want the government to prosecute them. And if, in fact, the government does have information to truly believe that somebody is a terrorist, certainly we don't want them to have a gun, but there are already mechanisms in the law to make sure that doesn't happen. What the government is trying to do here is to compile yet another secret list. It's not simply an FBI watch list. It's whoever the Attorney General in secret decides, according to some amorphous standard, that they might be involved in terrorism, doesn't want to have a gun, and that's not the way our system ought to operate.
The laws now are fairly explicit about who can have a gun and who can't have a gun, and of course there are places where we find ourselves in some gray area, as with the shooter at Virginia Tech a couple of weeks ago, who probably shouldn't have been able to get his hand on a gun because he should have been on the mental health list, but Virginia didn't have that law at the time. But in this case, we're talking about people who actually have never been adjudicated in a court, correctly?
That is absolutely correct. The only criteria in this piece of legislation is that they are, quote, appropriately suspected, close quote, of being, quote, related to terrorism, close quote. I mean, that's a ridiculously vague and arbitrary standard.
How does somebody get on that list? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, and I don't think anybody has any idea how you would get on such a list or how you would get off of the list if you've been inappropriately placed on it in the first place.
Now, you were one of the people who was an architect of the Patriot Act, but since 2001, you have kind of turned around and said, you know what, we put sunset provisions in there so that it could be looked at again, and Congress hasn't done its job in looking at it again. How do you feel about that now, since it seems to be right on the same ballpark as what we're talking about here today?
Oh, man, Paul. I mean, that is the most distressing vote that I cast in my 8 years in the Congress is voting for the Patriot Act, a vote that I truly do regret. And Congress had, as you recall, about a year and a half ago, an excellent opportunity to go back and relook at the Patriot Act and try and make some changes and some adjustments and rein in some of the abuses. And the Congress at the time, when it was under the Republican control, completely dropped the ball, refused to make any limitations or significant changes to it to rein it in. Hopefully now, with the Democrat Party in control of the Congress, and particularly Senator Leahy at the helm of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who's very good on these issues, hopefully they will now go back and really take a look at the expansive powers that were granted the government under the Patriot Act that in some instances have been clearly abused, go back and make some very necessary changes to protect our civil liberties.
You know, Bob, when I talk the way you're talking, I get emails and phone calls from people who say I'm unpatriotic, that I don't want to win the war on terrorism, that I don't care about fighting the war on terrorism, that I want to help the terrorists win. Do you get those sort of comments now?
You know, I always have gotten those as long ago as the last election that I ran in which I was defeated by a fellow Republican in the Republican primary in 2002. You know, I was called soft on terrorism because I had called for changes to the use of secret evidence and the military tribunals that the administration was just then starting to push through, and I had started to raise some questions about the Patriot Act. But, you know, this is far more important than any of us being called names. I mean, you and I are big boys. We can take that. It comes with the territory. But what we can take is to sit back idly and let this or any future administration run roughshod over our laws and our civil liberties. So, you know, those are attacks that I'm willing to undergo in order to continue trying to make sure the American public understands what's at stake here. Our fundamental civil liberties are at stake.
Hey, if I couldn't take it, I'd be in the wrong job. I'm a talk show host, for goodness sake. but I believe that standing up for the Constitution, and in particular the Bill of Rights, is the most important thing that Americans can do on a daily basis. And I also wanted to jump in here with the other thing that happened this week, which you probably approved of, which is that Congress has passed a bill, or at least the House has passed a bill, outlawing illegal domestic wiretapping by the government. It essentially has said that the FISA court is the only way that you can get those kind of taps going, and you can't just say, we're the government, we want to listen in on you because we're fighting a war on terror.
It's extremely important that that the Congress, on behalf of the American people, stand up to this administration and say, enough of this nonsense that simply because you're the president and you say you are the commander-in-chief and therefore you can ignore an explicit law that says you have to get a warrant if you're going to wiretap American citizens in this country. And yet the administration's response to all of this has been, well, yeah, we didn't pay any attention to the old law, but we want the law expanded so we have even more power in the future. I mean, shame on us if we ever get to the point where we fall prey to that.
I agree 100%, and I thank you for your time this afternoon, Bob.
Paul, always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Thank you.
Bob Barr, former congressman from Georgia, now calls himself a libertarian. And by the way, his doing that increased membership in the Libertarian Party in this country, because I think a lot of people who for a long time called themselves conservative Republicans looked at a guy like Bob Barr and said, hey, you know what? This guy's actually standing up for the things I believe in as well. It's 422, the Paul Harris Show on KMOX.